Oh, just a minute. This is tape 2, Nancy Warren interviewing Mrs. Alma.
Well, I've forgotten just exactly where.
You talking about slaughtering the animals?
Oh, yes, they had the slaughterhouse. Well, oh, I know, we were going back in business.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and slaughtered these cattle, and we sold steak at 10 cents a pound and stew meat at a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
And that, these potatoes and syrup and meal was about all we had to sell besides this steak and stew meat.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day we opened, they were lined up about two blocks. They couldn't get in the house. And we had one, let's see, Tom and Mr. Edwards and George Boxdale and Grandmama and I, we all of us were working.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't fill the orders for the 5 cent steak and 10 cent steak and 5 cent stew meat.
Gosh, I can't.
And that was all over town, you know, and everybody in Bessemer came over, I know. And I've forgotten just how many cows and all they did kill, but we really did start off with a bang.
I guess so.
And I can remember when we sold a dozen eggs and a pound of bacon for a quarter, just lots of times.
Both of them together?
Yeah.
Oh. Mr. Tom, the husband of Mrs. Alma Burney, is more familiar with the techniques used in slaughtering the animals, and he has volunteered to give us a talk on how it was done. Give us a little talk on how it was done.
In other words, it was in about 1912 and 13, and there was a fellow named J.L. that traded with us there, and he was a cattleman and slaughtered cattle.
Yeah.
And of course, George and myself, we would finish our work, as I said, delivering and all, and work all night and day too, and get everything out. Then when we would finish, well, we were through then for about 2 weeks then, till the next payday. And of course, we'd do most anything we wanted to. We hunted and fished, and also we went with Baker after cattle and got interested in that slaughter. Well, then we'd buy those cattle from the farmers, and we didn't have beef except on Saturdays. Didn't have any refrigeration back in those days, and everybody knew we'd have fresh beef on Saturdays, so we would go get a cattle, and we'd carry it to the woods. We had this hack and buggy, and we'd carry it to the woods, you know, and we had a tree, and we generally had a certain point in each community where we could generally did a butchering, which was close to a stream of water, so we could get water. And so we'd carry that cattle out, and we, instead of knocking them down like a lot of them did with a hammer, we always used a 38 special, in other words, pistol, and we'd shoot them down. And then we would cut their throat and then cut those two arteries in there and bleed them good. And that way I'm bleeding and getting all the blood out of the meat, you see, so that, in other words,